I've been totally tapped after he was like, I love Kanye.
Oh, he's a little crazy. Well, he's always been a little crazy.
He's always been a little crazy, but he's crazy, and also I've just listened to the, I don't know.
Well, this song,
maybe this will.
It's definitely like a crazy person song.
Interesting.
Because it's, this beef has kind of flown under the radar this summer, because Kendrick Drake has been the main attraction for the last couple of months. But JPEG Mafia, Freddie Gibbs, they've been fighting for a while.
Hasn't Freddie Gibbs been fighting like five different people?
Freddie Gibbs
gets himself into a lot of
arguments online, because he loves posting online. And so does Peggy.
So does Peggy.
So naturally they'd cross paths.
And this, so this is a diss track, or this is just like background context to the song?
Background context to the diss track.
This is a diss track, okay.
Yeah.
JPEG.
I hear you went down, 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 down. I hear you went down. I hear you went down, 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 down. Did you go down?
I had to get on my pop shit. I don't want to star shit. These rappers is regular food. I bought my bitch some Caprama. She think it ain't karma. She can't fuck no regular food.
Like drillers was ever the vibe of the world.
You know that I know that ain't really you. Was the black of the image, the white of the race. They hate when you got an agenda. They can't bend you over. Can't tell if you're sober. I'm with my bobbage. We be in bipolar together. We burn through that bread like a toaster. I'm the quarterback. We just throwing that pass, making fun of that. I am up that LT, set it up with smack. Back to back on these bars like some battle rap. You ain't slinging no rock like Handle Mac. You stay in the crib with your gamer pack. Wanna cry on a bus at a Maybach. If you hate me, my nigga, just say that.
Hello?
It's on. Do you want to put... Do you want me to put it up?
Not
for
yet.
Some...
Oh, okay. I was thinking we could say... Just say
just
hi.
A few words.
Welcome. Because we need to do a station ID. This is Charlie. You're listening to Zenit Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for sticking with us on this second hour of our show. We won't be here next week. It's some sad news.
No.
I'm going to be visiting with my grandmother.
That's lovely.
Hopefully she does not get eaten by the big bad wolf.
Oh.
That wouldn't be an ideal outcome.
Why did you have to... I really like that sound. Are you like... with this.
Some ASMR.
Not this one.
I haven't signed up yet, but I need to pick up a radio slot for the next few weeks. I need to kind of figure out what my work schedule is going to be, but then I'll...
Where are you going
to
work?
I'm going to be working at, what's it called? Garbage to Garden is like a non-profit, but the city of Medford kind of bought them out to do their composting program.
Nice.
And I'm going to work for them, and I'm going to go tell people to sign up for the free composting program, and I get paid if they do.
Too bad we don't live in Medford.
Yep.
Then we would have signed up.
Yep. We don't have such a program. If we do, and I don't know about it.
Yeah.
I don't think Somerville does, but it's probably down the pipeline because a lot of places that don't have it are adding it.
Yeah.
Obviously, Medford just now. It's like a brand new thing, hence why they're hiring people. But, yeah, then I'll be back on the radio. I'll probably pick up some sub times in between. When you want to pick up like a consistent slot, do you just send out an email and you just say, I want this time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Make sure it's available because there's an online spreadsheet.
Yeah. No, I know the spreadsheet. I'm familiar.
What are we going to listen to for the rest of the time? We're going to be back to talk about Copa because we talked about Euro.
Yeah, because we are currently in halftime.
We're going to listen to some Ween. Oh, yeah, US lost, but we'll talk about more about that later. We might listen to some George Harrison. I liked this new album by this
artist, Skywater. I thought you were going to say this new album by George Harrison. I'm like,
who? No, he died.
He did.
This is a while ago, yeah. By who? Sorry, I totally interrupted
Skywater.
You.
Okay. It's the song I would play if I'm going to listen to it is featuring Caribou, one of the people off of, that's like affiliated with Lil Yachty now. She shows some great promise.
That's cool. And what are we going to listen to now?
I'm not sure. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Not this guy?
We will in a couple minutes.
Okay.
And then also, recently I received an email from some guy's producer. I don't know, some guy who raps down in like Alston or something. We might listen to him.
Because totally.
I didn't really listen to what he attached to the email.
He's a mumble rapper.
Yeah.
I don't know what that term exactly means, but I'll find out.
I didn't know either, but then it's exactly what it sounds like.
Let's play the next song.
All right. This guy? This
yeah.
one?
Yeah.
The Stone
We're
going
to listen to Orion.
So don't worry, guys. We're just queue going. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Charlie was playing.
Are you on aux one or aux two? Okay.
Thank you. Jesus Christ. Pain. Take one.
Trace paper flying word. Trace paper flying word. Mami, prenda la radio, encienda la tele y no me molesten que hoy juega la cele. Coja la curva, coja la L, si no está alentando. Mami, prenda la radio, encienda la tele y no me molesten que hoy juega la cele. Coja la curva, coja la L, si no está alentando.
Hoy es día de fútbol, que se reggaetón. Llame a los vecinos, saque el televisor. El equipo está duro y quiere salir campeón. Guarden energía pa' que canten el gol. Olé, olé, olea. La bajo de pecho y la meto de volea. Olé, olé, olea. Después del partido también se pelea.
El pan está trayendo la fría. En la calle ya se escucha algarabía. Un bolero desde que era cría. Cierren la cuadra que juega la selección mía. Y hoy la moja Lucho Díaz.
Qué calidoso, qué monstruo, qué jugador. Saque la bandera, saque el tambor. Que llegó lo más chimba, la tricolor. Con el calor de la costa pa' meterle el sabor.
Shock, cambiarle el flow. Ponerlo en rancha, en tribuna una avalancha. Y la hacerle en la cancha. El que se cae, se para y gana la revancha. Qué nitidez, míralo como engancha.
Qué rico tú lo bailas, qué rico tú lo mueves, mi amor. donde tú vayas yo voy. Ponerme titular, mamacita, que yo soy buen jugador. Me tiene en concentración. Qué rico tú lo bailas, qué rico tú lo mueves, mi amor. Donde tú vayas yo voy. Ponerme titular, mamacita, que yo soy buen jugador. Me tiene en concentración.
Desde Cúndubra, Ecuador, Daniel Muñoz toca para Mateo Zuribe, de acá para Cabe Rodríguez, Lucho Díaz por el sector izquierdo, cambio de frente para Arias. Arias toca la pelota para Santo Borré, de espaldas al portico, toca la pelota en el pecho, la baja, pierna derecha, levanta la pelota, viene Lucho, pegale Lucho. ¡Qué golazo, gol de Colombia! ¡Gol de Colombia!
Qué rico tú lo bailas, qué rico tú lo mueves, mi amor. Donde tú vayas yo voy. Ponerme titular, mamacita, que yo soy buen jugador.
Saca.
Me tiene en concentración.
Qué rico tú lo bailas, qué rico tú lo mueves, mi amor. Donde tú vayas yo voy. Poneme titular, mamacita, que yo soy buen jugador.
Chimbazo.
Me tiene en concentración.
Todo el mundo arriba de la silla. Esto parece el carnaval de Barranquilla. Las cosas sencillas. Si Juanes tenía la camisa negra, pues yo la tengo amarilla.
Mami, prenda la radio, encienda la tele. Y no me moleste que juega la cele. Coja la curva, coja la L. Si no está alentando.
Mami, prenda la radio, encienda la tele. Y no me molesten que hoy juega la cele. Coja la curva, coja la L. Si no está alentando.
Se levantan los corazones y nos abrazamos en uno solo. Todos los colombianos. Colombia, Colombia, mi patria amada, Colombia.
And that was in honor of La Selección Colombia. I don't know what other songs are there that are like about soccer. Aside from the World Cup songs.
There's a parquet court song that uses it as a kind of forced metaphor. I don't know if I even like it that much. Off the top of my head, I don't know. It's always songs that are like from a specific country about the specific. Like England has a bunch of songs about how they're definitely going to win it this year, and then that year they end up not winning it.
Three lines on the shirt.
I was so excited when I thought they were going
to
lose.
I was so happy, and then to be fair, when you score like that, it's kind of like I couldn't even like. That's the one way I was okay with it.
Seems like
it's just ridiculous.
Seems like a G6. Does it about soccer?
Joe's here.
We are one. Ole ola, Pitbull, Jennifer Lopez.
Any of these songs about football? I'm not sure.
I think they are.
I'm not that familiar with the lyrics to like a G6. I have to be honest.
What's up? Oh. No.
I could have grabbed your credit card and read the info out over the air.
Last time Charlie lost. Can I tell?
Don't tell people.
Okay, I won't tell people. Never mind.
You'll never know.
No, it's not embarrassing.
You'll never know.
But yeah, I don't know. That's that one that we just listened to is literally, I think, the only song that I know that's like specifically about soccer.
I know France, after they won the World Cup, they had the one song, but all I remember of it is just the parts where he said the players' names. He'd go, N'Golo, N'Golo, Kante, Kimbembe, Kimbembe. And it was something about how they just won the World Cup, or they were about to win the World Cup, or something. That was a while ago.
That was 2018.
Yep. And then they lost
a
while to the
ago.
GOAT.
Really long time ago. Yeah. I mean, Messi, they've been. People have been not attacking Messi, but they've been, like, harassing him in Miami. Like, they will not leave him alone.
Yeah, that makes sense. Bad for him. He's a little too famous to live normally.
I feel bad for him, though.
I respect him for not... If you're gonna go, just take the check. Come to the U.S. Come see what a Publix is like. Come see our beautiful culture.
He wasn't his little Publix.
Instead of going to Saudi Arabia. Come here.
Yeah, no Saudi Arabia, not cool. I think
Neymar.
Those listening.
Yeah.
Wait, where did Ronaldo go?
Ronaldo?
Yeah.
Ronaldo. Cristiano Ronaldo. Ronaldo's at Al Hilal, I think.
Oh, oops, I got them mixed up.
I don't
Where's
know what
Hamas? Hamas is also Isn't he over there?
I know he was in Greece for a bit. I don't know where he is now, actually.
No,
I could
he's
look it
over
up.
There somewhere.
Is he in like a...
Because...
We have a new individual in the studio.
Hey... Yeah, Helmich is also somewhere.
I'm back.
Lock in.
Hi, Charlie.
It's good.
Hi, John.
Helmich is playing for... Oh, he's in Brazil.
Helmich is in Brazil?
He's playing for Sao Paulo. He's playing for Sao Paulo.
He's been jumping around a lot.
What?
What Greek team did he play for?
Oh, he was at Olympiacos, I thought. But he was at Everton before that.
Well, no, he went to Qatar. First,
was he also there?
Yeah, he went for...
I've not kept track of everything.
He went for a semester.
semester
abroad.
He was a semester
in
England.
He got his bag. He probably didn't get paid, and that's why he left.
Oh, yeah, true. They were
something like that.
He's in Brazil now.
Nice.
Yeah, he was at...
Campão do Munch.
This is an interesting Wikipedia list of teams. Was... Bayern when he was on loan from 2017 to 2019.
This is true.
And then he was at Everton, Qatar, Olympiacos, and then Sao Paulo.
Yeah, I think I stayed at Qatar. But yeah. That was a close one.
Joe, what are your takeaways from Euro and Copa so far? Drop us something. Some wisdom.
Okay.
What teams do you like?
Euros. I like Spain.
They're fun.
What if Turkey won?
I was heavily supporting Turkey. today. Even when if I was rooting for, I guess, like a good game, I think I would have had to root for like Austria to tie it up. But no, I wanted...
That would have been crazy.
I wanted Turkey to... Like... Them letting up one goal, that was karma for them trying to start time wasting with 30 minutes left.
Yeah.
But I knew they were going to do that. They go up two goals. It was just instinct for their players to just immediately turn into the biggest S-word houseries.
I said a bad word earlier.
I'm reining it in. Turkey is very fun to watch. Arda Güler is the truth.
What about Switzerland?
Yeah.
I like Xhaka, so I like Switzerland.
They're going to lose.
That's how it goes.
To England.
I hope not. I hope they knock England.
No,
I
England, would take England so much better joy. Not win.
England's, it's coming home.
But they're playing
England,
crap in every single game.
They're going to lose.
They figured it out.
They're going to lose
end.
To Turkey in the
True.
Semifinals.
You're very
they just
right.
kicked it to
no,
the
didn't.
Big guy.
No,
that was not a no, figuring it out.
That's all they can do is kick it up to Kane, because it's Pickford and Kane are playing, and then the rest of the team
if
is
only,
try is just doing.
Well, they
if
put
only
on Tony
the
and kicked
States
it to him.
Could
and
even do
worked.
That.
Yeah, Ivan Tony, bring on the gamblers. Bring back Pete Rose, reinstate him.
Jonte Porter Jr.
Shohei Ohtani, that got covered up. Reinstate Shoeless Joe Jackson. He didn't do it. He was illiterate.
The only reason I don't want England to win. Is because they also eliminated Colombia at some point in the World Cup as well.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of my
Phil Foden.
A lot of the teams that I am against is because simply because they've eliminated Colombia.
That's very fair.
Yeah.
It's a very good reason.
Yeah, these kids are playing so good. What'd you say?
Berhalter signature win.
The draw against the game that was so hyped up and then nothing happened.
Hey man, it's called soccer now.
It's called soccer now.
Oh yeah.
Greg.
So you know how people are like, oh, is it soccer or is it football? It's actually soccer. Soccer came from England. The word came from England and was used to represent association football. Which technically football did come first, but either way, soccer was the term that was more commonly used. Then it was not used, and then football was used, and then it was used. Soccer was used in the U.S. Does that make sense? Did my words just jumble?
Soccer just sounds a lot clunkier than football, in my
it's,
mind.
They're playing with their feet and hitting a ball.
Football, yeah.
And also the whole every single other place calling it football is I think a factor here. We come across weird dork
better.
Americans.
Soccer's a weird
soccer.
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 Yeah.
But, yeah, I have no really strong opinions on it. I think it just sounds a little bit goofy.
I don't...
The word soccer.
Soccer.
I use it sometimes. Oh, football.
This is the Midwest. That's the Midwest O vowel.
Soccer.
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 Soaker.
Is that how I say it up here?
So.
You could do it better.
Soaking.
Soccer.
Soccer.
Oh no, Hamas is hurt.
Hamas. Nah, he died.
He's gonna be fine in about 20 seconds.
He's alright.
Nope. Yeah. I don't know about that. I don't know how I feel about this.
I can't wait for them to get Greg Berhalter a contract extension.
He didn't pull the yellow card.
Oh, his shoe fell off. His shoe fell off.
Put it back on.
I think they should fire him and then rehire him again. And, like, give him more money.
To Hamas?
Berhalter, the U.S. coach. I think the balder you are, the better you are as a coach. I think he needs to find a way to go balder.
Pep Guardiola. His last year at City, we can pick him up for the World Cup.
Please let him go. I'm so tired of this man.
This is his second
time? We can't compete.
No, it's last year.
Yeah, I know. Get him out of there, please.
Well, it's the end of the contract. Like,
yeah, I know.
He's just not going to sign. Like, let him have his last year. Now we get the farewell. Yeah. He's going to win the treble. Like,
whatever.
Just one more year, please. And then we're going to be like, we're going to finish like fifth. The year after he leaves,
it would be so beautiful.
Everyone gets to laugh at me.
De Bruyne's been on the verge of
De Bruyne.
De Bruyne's like gonna retire.
He's like declining and declining and declining, and I'm just waiting for the fully washed season, but it hasn't happened yet. He still looked pretty decent at Belgium.
De Bruyne.
I don't know if it's Bruyne or Bruyne.
I don't know.
I think it's De Bruyne.
Because I only watch the games in Spanish, so they're always like De Bruyne. And it doesn't even have, like, an R at the end. Does it have an R at the end?
No. Nope.
Exactly. So I just go De Bruyne. I'm like, what do you mean?
Greg Berhalter.
They said they're going to do an internal overall investigation.
Is not above 500 as a coach.
Yeah. But look at his record against, like, top 20 teams in the
it's
world.
Not very
and
good.
It's even worse. It's worse than both of the previous managers. Like, his win rate is like 20%.
And I'm sorry, who's he for?
U.S. coach.
U.S. coach.
Oh.
Who's like, we have the best best U.S. team, like talent wise.
Just
like,
the coaching was
ever.
Bad. We were talking
and we're just
about
committed.
That.
What is it, like 5 years, 6 years with Berhalter now? Like, it's been a long
since 2018.
Time. I don't know, but they haven't been playing well.
Like,
since, I guess.
We're happy with beating Mexico, but Mexico sucks.
Yeah, right now
this
they
is
really
the worst
suck.
They've been in like 30 years. Mexico is really
like Mexico's
bad.
So washed right now because Mexico's federation is also a mess. Like,
yeah,
there's very few federations that aren't a mess, but some of them just have the talent to overcome that.
They gotta just hire a not American head coach, because I don't think these guys know ball like that.
Exactly, but they have the self-imposed restriction to like,
yeah, but
only
a lot of
one
countries
that speaks
do that
English
too, so.
But like,
well, all of them speak English. If you're like an international high level coach who's coached
Bielsa,
in multiple leagues,
bro. We should have signed Bielsa.
Isn't he with when was he available? I guess
right
he's always
before
available.
We hired Berhalter, and he like publicly said he was interested in the job. He's like, I would coach the U.S., and then the U.S. was like, we only sign people that speak English and sign Berhalter.
Well, I
that's
hope they
so
don't do that
stupid.
Now. That's very
that's
silly.
Dumb.
He also is so good, and he just knocked him out. So
lost opportunity.
I was at a bar in Cambridge, and there were some Uruguayans there.
Yeah. They love Bielsa? Didn't come up.
I mean, they were happy.
Who they went against?
DOS.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're talking about. Never mind. Yeah, that was a little embarrassing. Very embarrassing, definitely.
It's horrible.
But, oh my gosh, I'm stressed out about this game.
And it's like we didn't even lose by enough for Greg Berhalter's job to be like, okay, he's gone. It's like we lost 1-0 and like the goal that was scored
was offside.
Like, the ref was also just generationally bad.
Yeah, you get that with...
Oh, my God.
It's Copa America.
CONCACAF. They both have the same issues.
I know, but it's...
The refs just let you kick.
I get so pissed off about that. the VAR.
Dude,
I
hate, it takes so long.
I hate it,
to do
so
it.
Much. And not only that, okay, they challenge the smallest.
It builds up the
anticipation. No, but it's like it's, you can't celebrate a goal anymore because they score and it's like,
no,
hey,
you
go
get to
on,
celebrate,
no, go
you
on,
get to celebrate
like,
the,
and then you can't
the
celebrate the goal. You gotta celebrate the referee if he's like, or like, no goal.
Yeah, they still celebrate that.
I do like
celebrate it just as much as they celebrate.
I do like when you have the home team cheering for when the VAR rules out a goal. I think that's very that
you call it VAR,
yeah. VAR,
VAR,
VAR.
I just el bar.
It is different in Spanish.
El bar. But I don't know. It's frustrating and it's very, very annoying.
It's like every single game a team has just like gotten the game stolen from them.
So many times, like literally. Okay, going back
to something's gonna happen in this game.
Going back to Colombia versus Brazil 2014, it was Brazil Colombia elimination stage.
Ronda eliminatoria.
Exactly, and Brazil and Mario Yepes, now retired, scored a goal and it was a beautiful goal. And then the referee was like, and then goes to the VAR, checks the VAR, and he was like, it's not 2014? Goal.
2014?
It was 2014?
I don't think they had that yet.
Or maybe it wasn't even VAR, but it was just the referee being like,
the referee deciding, making a long decision.
When did the VAR come to exist?
There's only a couple. Well, I guess they had it the last World Cup.
They had a 2018 World Cup.
Was 2018 when it started? Has it been around that long
now?
Yeah,
I think they had it in
VAR.
I thought 2022 was the first one. No, 2014 was the first with goal line, I think. So it must have been 2018. That was the first with VAR, I think, was 2018.
It could have been the goal line technology.
Referee.
Would you guys like to listen? I think it was 2018.
To Pele sing for us.
That was the first,
Pele's going to sing for us.
He's going to sing. Sergio Mench. Meu mundo é uma bola. My world is
a ball. Well, we're very excited to listen to Pelé, but I hope Brazil loses.
Meu mundo?
No. Okay.
Do
you want me to play it?
Sure. And then we'll come back and talk a little more.
Wonderful.
Cantar la 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 la
Hello, everybody, and we're back. Do you have something for bad bed music?
Yes.
Awesome. There we go. There we go. Okay.
This game's almost over.
We need to do a...
Oh, PSA.
PSA.
Does anyone want to read ladders? Either of you two guests? Isaac?
I could do it, I suppose, if I'm being called upon.
I did it like the last two times. I read something.
I read it earlier in the show.
Well, you have been here. For some time.
And I still can't find it.
Rafinha.
Who does Munoz play for?
I'm not sure.
I'm not familiar
Munoz
with
Munoz. He's a...
We can Google it.
Vamos.
Let's see.
Check AR.
Or would you rather read a different PSA, Isaac?
I'm kind of indifferent to it, to be honest.
He plays...
Just give me a script and I'll read it.
For the Premier League at Crystal Palace.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Davidson Sanchez. Come to Besiktas.
Isaac's picked his PSA.
All right, I'm muting you, Joe.
This was
unless
placed
you'd rather,
on
you, would you rather read ladders?
Just hand it over. I
have ladders.
I can do. Well, this is your show. You make the call. You're making the safe pick. I see.
Unless
yeah,
you'd rather
crazy. Yeah, that's crazy.
Give the unless you'd rather give the evil tongue twister a try.
Not this time, but it will get another run for sure, and you'll probably be there for it. All right, PSA.
Oh, he's pissed.
He's angry.
That's the
Brazil
coach.
Yeah.
All right,
what's he mad about?
Go for it, Isaac.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet. Or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy, misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. And that was it.
Thank you, Isaac. Oh my gosh, what an interesting character, Joe.
That's why
is that the Besiktas fan?
Yeah, that's why I'm a Turkiye fan. His Instagram has been so electric.
Oh my gosh. Por favor, Colombia, pasemos. It's fine, it's fine.
We're going to stay live through the last couple minutes of this game.
I know.
In case something happens. I feel like both teams are like fine with the draw, right? So it probably won't be anything too crazy.
Yeah, I mean, if there's...
If there's a draw, so Colombia will play Panama and Brazil will play Uruguay.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Oh, that's tight.
Rooting for that.
Yeah, because Costa Rica just won. That doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. They're out.
Yeah, but they still won. Go CONCACAF.
But
are there
if Colombia
any CONCACAF
wins,
teams left?
Canada. If Colombia makes a goal.
Canada?
Just Canada.
Panama?
Wait,
Panama?
But,
oh,
but
Panama went
if
through,
Colombia wins this game right now, then... How many points would Brazil have? Brazil would only have 4 points.
Five.
Who else? 5 points? No.
Costa Rica has 4.
Costa Rica has 4. Brazil would have 4.
Brazil beat up on Costa Rica.
No. Brazil
no,
would
drew.
Have 4
they
if
drew.
Colombia
yeah, but
won
goal
right
differential.
Now. I know. Would it still be Brazil?
Yeah.
Oh, it still would be Brazil.
That sucks.
Colombia
I wish Brazil.
Colombia needs to score.
Get out of here.
Like 5 goals.
Who won the last Copa?
Argentina.
Argentina.
Because they started off the first game with Canada. Which we all know how that ended. Actually, Canada put up a really strong fight.
Canada won one game and scored. They scored one goal in all 3 games.
Are they still?
And they're gonna make it through.
They're goated.
Wow. The other teams in their group scored zero and zero.
Venezuela. They get to play Venezuela. Venezuela went 3 for 3. That's
who
the craziest thing.
Who else was in that group? Who else was in the
I don't know what's
group.
Going on. Chile Rondon is one of the greatest players
Venezuela
of all time.
Without Atlanta United goat Joseph Martinez.
Ay, miércoles, 5 minutes There's 5
I don't even know who else is
game.
On Venezuela.
Exactly. I only knew Joseph Martinez, and now I don't know anyone.
Is
my
Rondon
dad
or is he
this
Ecuador?
One guy yesterday, but I don't remember.
Ecuador has some dogs.
They have some ballers.
No, Ecuador played very well us yesterday.
I was upset
yesterday?
With how Jamaica did. I think Jamaica could have done so much
yeah,
better.
Yeah, I met a Jamaica fan on the flight. back to Boston, and he was very upset.
Oh.
He was not happy.
Too bad.
Because they did not really put up the strongest showing.
Yeah.
And they could have such a good team if all the, like,
English players.
English youth players who are never going to get a shot on the national team would just commit to Jamaica earlier or at all. They don't. They don't want free Caribbean vacations.
They want to go not get called up by
Southgate.
Actually,
the Jamaican FA is horrible.
I think I've heard that as well.
Especially for the women's team. Well, I really love, you know, Bunny Shaw for Manchester City Women's. She's like the best player in Jamaica, mm-hmm. and also like one of the best on Man City. She's
I vaguely remember her from the World Cup, yeah.
And they've like boycotted the national team. They're like, we're not gonna play until you guys like give us literally anything, like the bare minimum, like actual, like they weren't even getting like field space, like they were just weren't having training camps.
Interesting.
I, as a woman, don't watch female soccer.
Manchester City Women's are lit. They lost the league on goal differential.
Wow.
But we tied for the top. Lost on
goal. I also don't watch WNBA.
The WNBA has been good. I was watching it a lot while you were away.
Yeah.
That is a man with a lot of time on his hands.
Are you a Sun fan?
Yeah. Ay, Dios mío. Arquero. It's fine. Everything's fine.
I see a lot more posts about the WNBA than I used to. I know like, that.
For sure.
But I'm not watching.
Everyone's watching.
I always like
not me, though.
I think I would say I'm a... I like...
L.A.?
I like Chicago, which sucks. I don't like Chicago sports usually, but like Chicago Sky, they're different. Camila Cardoso as well. She's better than Angel Reese.
This is Charlie. You've listened to Zen of the Skill to Catch a Vibe on WMFO 91.5 FM Medford, Touch Free From Radio. Had to get that off real quick.
There's 2 minutes left in this game.
And 3 minutes left in the show.
Oh my god.
Wow. Well, which one will end first?
Maybe they'll end at the same time.
Boop, 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 boop.
Oh, we need to cue up the ending song as well. I'll get that done real
song.
Quick.
Get over here.
Is Dan coming next?
Dan is coming. He was
Dan,
making a set list when I was walking over.
You can come in if you're here already.
Alright, well, good night, everybody. Right? No, or not
or
yet.
Should we make
okay,
small
never
talk
mind.
While
yeah,
you're
we
setting
make
up?
Small talk. Yeah.
Make chit chat. Okay.
Has anything happened in the game? No.
I'm very mad at Sesko right now.
Sesko.
Yeah. I don't know. Slovenia should have.
But it has the same accent. Mark,
Sesko.
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 Well, Oblak was lit.
That was lit.
Until the shootout.
That was a pathetic shootout. That was so...
It was kind of lit. Jogo Costa.
I just don't like... Three saves and they're all... Like, keeper does great, but you got to do better than that.
You got to score. It's a pen. You're supposed to score 80% of those.
That's 0%.
That statistically shouldn't have happened.
They went
small
for the feel-good story, had Ilicic go first, and then...
As soon
as I saw him step up, I'm like, they're losing.
That one broke my heart. I wanted Ilicic. Oh, God. Ilicic is, like, not going to play again. Like, that's going to
yeah,
wreck
that's
his
it.
Mental. That's like,
I'm trying to remember who it was.
He's so good, dude.
There was
Ilicic
some team
on
in the,
Atalanta.
Ugh. Baller. There was some team in the World
like,
Cup.
The Akira just, like,
that did that is the, like... similarly, like, feel-good guy taking a pen, like a feel-good story, and then he missed. I feel like
nearing the
happened.
End. We are now in the last minute.
Piatek,
oh my goodness.
At Genoa. Bring it. Krzysztof. Piatek. Hashtag bring him back. I'm a gangster. Cadillac, I rode across the borderline. What's new?
25 to 30
put them all on a freight.
Game over.
Yeah.
0-0 tie.
No Martinelli minutes. I was not fed today.
Bro was not watching the game. I saw. I turned the game on as the.